You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's international borders have been largely closed to non-citizens and non-residents since March last year. The federal government recently extended the existing emergency period by 3 months until the 17th of June 2021, meaning international travel will remain off limits for those who don't qualify for an exemption until the middle of the year at the earliest. Many Australians are hoping the rollout of the vaccine will be enough for the country to reopen to the rest of the world. But will it? Well, not exactly. A Department of Health spokesperson says the government's expectation is that while COVID-19 continues to pose a significant threat to public health around the world, people coming to Australia will need to undertake what they call appropriate risk mitigations. While that strategy includes immunisations, they say the government doesn't view vaccination as a complete solution, but rather a supplementary measure. Dr. Fiona Stanaway is a clinical epidemiologist from the University of Sydney's School of Public Health. She says a few factors will need to be taken into consideration before reopening Australia's borders.
The borders being closed is really about reducing our risk, and there's a number of things that contribute to that. So one is really what the pandemic's doing in other countries. So how high their rates of infection are would be one factor that would be considered. And then the second is what's happened here, so how many people have been vaccinated. I guess the third thing that's important, and this is unfortunately something that we don't really know yet, although data is becoming available more and more, is how good the vaccine is against preventing transmission.
So when can we expect to be in a situation where international travel could resume? Given the uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 situation around the globe, it's hard to put a date on it. Adrian Leach is Chief Executive of travel risk management insurer World Travel Protection. Mr. Leach says he doesn't think it will really be possible until the first quarter of 2022. He points to comments made earlier this year by Federal Health Department Secretary Professor Brendan Murphy, who suggested overseas travel won't fully open up for Australians until next year.
I think that's still a sensible timeline. I know bookings are opening up in July, but you would really be looking for your travel in 2022. And that will give everyone time to see the success rate of the different vaccinations being rolled out across the globe, and give time for the different health authorities to get to a level which will be, achieve the goals of the vaccination. So I think there's a bit of time to pass yet.
Experts say it's likely Australia will open up to some countries before others. Dr. Fiona Stanaway says she expects countries with little to no local transmission, like Taiwan, will be higher on the list than nations that have performed badly.
I think that it's more likely that we'd be able to travel to Asian Pacific countries that have controlled the virus well before we'll be able to travel to other places. But I guess we'll see, over the next few months what happens in the rest of the world.
In order to allow people to travel overseas with low risk, many airlines will be implementing a so-called no jab, no fly policy, meaning everyone who boards an international flight must have received a COVID-19 vaccine. But how will they prove it? Well, that's where the concept of a vaccine passport comes in. Adrian Leach explains.
It's a presentable document to help an individual prove that they've either been tested or vaccinated for COVID-19 in this situation. Now, that could be manual or digital. In a digital format, there would be a digital wallet on your phone or smartphone, or the alternate system would be the yellow vaccination passports that have been around for some time that you carry around, which have been signed off by your doctor to say you've had that vaccination.
A Department of Health spokesperson says details of how a vaccine passport might work in Australia are still being developed. Adrian Leach says the World Health Organization is expected to release its global guidelines on what a vaccination passport would look like in May this year.
When that's released, then everyone will be able to build their version to that standard, which would mean then crossing different jurisdictions, you could use the one application to do that. Now, that one application may exist in an airline version or someone else's, but as long as it meets the same standard across and that's accepted by all the different jurisdictions, that's the ultimate goal, and that really needs to come from the World Health Organization.
Several types of vaccine passports are already under development. The International Air Transport Association, which represents 290 carriers worldwide, is working on a digital health pass that would show the passengers' testing and vaccination status. Air New Zealand will begin trialling the app on flights between Auckland and Sydney in April. Dr. Crystal Jung from RMIT University explains how the software will work.
They would link that information from the trusted vaccine providers, so those hospitals or clinics who have the information about the individual traveler's vaccine history or result to be transferred to IATA, the software, the app. And then that would be accessible by the airline people so that when the traveler books the ticket, then the airline would be able to use that app to check and verify that whether this traveller has the vaccine.
But Dr. Fiona Stanaway says they won't really be of much use until there's a better understanding of whether the vaccines can prevent transmission and there are high rates of immunisations.
The vaccines do seem to be very good at preventing that severe illness. But I guess the problem is at the moment when you've got most people not being vaccinated, then this impact on transmission really does matter. So the importance of, you know, things like a vaccine passport and the importance of the impact of transmission that the vaccine has is probably going to change depending on how many people in Australia and indeed around the world are vaccinated.
Dr. Crystal Jung says there are also privacy concerns over how the software stores the information it collects, and a concern about how fair it would be.
The other thing is about the equity issues. People argue against this because it creates a kind of a discrimination against others, those people who are living in some countries or regions where they cannot afford for the vaccine or, you know, they don't have access to this technology, for example, the smartphones, where they could download the app and have the information.
So will fully vaccinated travellers still need to quarantine when they arrive in Australia? The short answer is yes, at least in the meantime. A Department of Health spokesperson says mandatory quarantine with COVID-19 testing at frequent intervals has been a key pillar of Australia's response to the pandemic. But should favourable data on vaccination continue to be published over time, they say it could trigger a decision to scale back other public health interventions. Dr. Fiona Stanaway again.
You would still need to be sure that those individuals aren't transmitting. Now, whether there might be some modifications when it becomes clear that the risk is much lower, then that's likely to happen. But I think until we know that, to maintain no local transmission in Australia, we'd really have to think about how those people are managed. And we couldn't just assume that they're not going to have the virus based on the data we have at the moment.
So should I start booking flights to or from Australia? Well, Qantas says it's planning to resume regular international passenger flights to most of its pre-COVID destinations from the 31st of October 2021, when the federal government expects its vaccination program will be complete. But experts warn to wait a bit longer before booking a ticket, with the global coronavirus situation still so uncertain. Dr. Crystal Jung says people should assess whether there's really a need for their trip, while Adrian Leach says travellers should make sure they're well prepared.
So when family reunions open up and things like that, people want to go back and see their family or get away on that long-awaited holiday, you'll need to really understand your destination, understand the risks of that location and really plan for it. It won't be, I've decided I'm going here, just book a flight and go like it used to be. That's going to be with us for a couple of years.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.